Good morning, Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, the story in the New York Times gives you pause this morning at the top. Why vaccinated people are getting, quote, breakthrough infections. More than 97% of COVID-19 hospitalizations are among the unvaccinated, but reports of infections among vaccinated people have become more frequent. As worrying as the trend may seem, such cases, especially ones that cause serious illness, are still relatively uncommon, according to experts. But another reason why it's time, perhaps even for the vaccinated, to get those masks back on and practice the hand washing and the distancing and making sure that these variants don't take over.
David, I think a lot of people were ready for all of this to be over, and it isn't over, and that's what's really so scary about this, because people are going to get fooled into basically misbehaving by not protecting themselves, protecting their families, protecting the general society. Look, it is what it is. If, in fact, we are being subjected to a virus which is getting worse and which is going to hurt us. We see, for example, reports that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is not doing well against this latest onslaught. So if they tell you to wear a mask, wear a mask. If they tell you to get vaccinated, get vaccinated. For the life of me, I cannot figure out what it is that makes people say, I will risk my life, when you know that in most cases this really works, this vaccine. So, okay, there are going to be times when, since it's 95% effective and 5% not effective, that people will get the disease. Some will get it quite badly, but most will get it just so you know you had it. Now, we know that it has all kinds of ramifications, and we know that people are going to get sick and that they're going to have to deal with it. But there is no sense tempting fate here. I mean, I think it's totally befuddling to figure out why it is people think they can get away with it. I walked into the supermarket yesterday, and I had my mask on, and I will be doing that. You know, it looked like it was too good to be true, and it was, that this thing was over.
Yeah, you say tempting fate, and I can't help but mention, Alan, the Tokyo Games, which opened last night. The ceremony kicked off 2 weeks of athletic events that will be held in front of thousands of empty seats, just like the opening. Was this a smart idea to go ahead with this?
No, stupid. They should have stopped it. Look, there are inconveniences in life. There are things that we face that we don't want to face. We wish it had been different, but the Japanese should have been smarter about this. They should have called it off. The fact that so many people will look at it and see these teams and then read in the paper the next day that 3 or 4 or 5 people have come down with the COVID. We are going to have to understand, we have to deal with. If we don't do it right, more and more people will get sick and more variants will appear.
To the Washington Post, Trump's PAC has not put its millions into push for ballot reviews he touts, even as he tracks attempts by his allies to cast doubt on the integrity of the 2020 election. The former president has been uninterested in bankrolling the effort in Arizona or similar attempts in other states. Well, of course, many have put out the theory that part of all of his shenanigans, even post-election, is to continue to raise money for himself.
Yeah, I think that's right. That is something that has been said. And we know what he says doesn't have any real similarity to what he does. He is a despicable human being. He is one of the worst variations on bad human behavior that we know. He lies. He collects money, but he lies. He tells terrible, terrible lies, which have been documented time and time again in places like the Washington Post. So he is, as I have said so many times, a lying liar. And to make other people do his dirty work and not to participate himself. Look, he stood up there and he said, let's all go and I'll be with you to the Capitol. And that's where the insurrection started. We know what he did. And fight like hell, he said. Again, a kid walks into a store with a gun, you're going to lock him up forever, or heroin, or whatever. And this guy has basically been a contributor to all of these deaths because of his lying. Terrible.
In the chess game that is politics, President Biden will launch into campaigning to back McAuliffe in Virginia, from the Washington Post as well. His first candidate-specific foray onto the campaign trail today to support the Democratic nominee for governor. In a state seen as a testing ground for his midterm message, of course, we've got to look at those midterms, and Biden's got to craft that message to get the right states to go in Democrats' favor.
If the Democrats don't pay the most rapt attention to this, they are really not smart. and they are risking all. And I think Biden knows it. These midterm elections that will be coming up are going to be the way in which we examine the next couple of years. Whether it will be hopeless or whether you can change the way in which history is recorded by saying, we know that in the off-year elections that the president's party tends not to do well. But because we also know who Donald Trump is and was in his presidency, we know we have to do something now. He has to get out there for McAuliffe, and so does every other Democrat for every other congressional and senatorial race. And if they don't, it is going to be hellish.
Finally, the worst kind of consequences is not having a planet to live on. Here we go again. Summer of floods, this time from the Post, destroying the climate connection behind deadly downpours around the world. I mean, when you're having to be rescued or even die because you're in a subway and it fills with water, we've seen that now, not only here, but across the pond. That pond is getting deeper and deeper, and we're more deeply affected each day by climate change.
David, you and I spent some time every day talking about climate change, and now it is happening. Now, there'll be some people who say, well, you know, this is just the way that the dice are thrown. But there's another way to look at it, and that is, there is so much evidence that we all have to pay very serious attention to it. And if we don't, we're going to see worse and worse times. And by the way, the people with the least are going to suffer the most. We know that. So we have to get our heads on straight and do what's right here.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.